being recorded.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
You're all ready for a really fun evening tonight with Archangel Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to mute everybody right now, so say something after I mute. You'll have to hit here. Okay, you should be able to hear me, and I hope that I heard Donna, Donna Dregan there, and I heard Lee, and I heard some other people in the background there, so I'm glad that we have a good bunch of people coming on. I know they continue to come on during the evening, so we'll get right on it here, and Sharon, if you are there, I'm going to let you go ahead and start. So just hit star six.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Tonight we have a wonderful class with Archangel Michael, who speaks through David Christopher Lewis, the founder and spiritual teacher of our Heart Center movement. Michael comes to us at a time when we are challenged by Armageddon and the environmental shift. He challenges us to rededicate our lives to fulfilling our high and holy calling, to fulfill our reason for being here. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, plus ask any questions or share any insights and experiences you have had, and then give us any prayer requests and or join us in prayer. Our mission within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable Golden Crystal Age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. I'm going to ask you all to lead the opening invocation with me. You will only hear me. Together. I am loving the Lord my God with all of my heart and with all of my soul and with all of my mind and with all of my strength, and I am loving my neighbor as I love myself. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for your light, your love that overflows as we emanate it out to the whole world, going forth in great victory to our brothers and sisters. And thank you, Archangel Michael, for your presence and protection of our Heart Shared teleclass tonight. We will now sing together the song that we sent you, song number 126 in the songbook, if you have one. It is Shield of Faith. This is our meditation and visualization for tonight's class. So if you can visualize great blue angels of light surrounding the families who have come to our country fleeing terrorism. Also visualize everyone on phones attending this session surrounded by angels of the new blue frequency light protecting all aspects of our class. Donna, back to you.
Okay. I will start the song right away. It may sound real loud at first, but I have to adjust the sound tonight. So here we go.
Thank you.
dedicating our evening to Archangel Michael, and I'm going to have, I think I'll have Barbara come on first, if she's there, to explain what Michaelmas is all about. We're celebrating his day today, and Barbara, if you're there, hit star six and go ahead.
Hi, Donna. Yes, I am here.
Great.
I'll be happy to tell about Michaelmas. Well, Michaelmas, which is all one word, is short for Michael's Mass. No secret there. And this is a Christian festival that has been celebrated since the 5th century in Christian churches and in also in the Eastern Orthodox churches as well. The September 29th is the feast day of St. Michael the Archangel, or also sometimes called Feast of the Archangels. In some European countries, they celebrate for Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel, those four archangels. Archangel Michael is known as the captain of the hosts of the Lord, and Christian tradition gives to him four offices. He's got four jobs. Number one, to fight against Satan. Number two, to rescue souls of the faithful from the power of the enemy, especially at the hour of death. Number three, to be the champion of God's people. It was the Jews in the Old Testament and now Christians in the New Testament dispensation. Number four, to call away from earth and bring men's souls to judgment. And this number four is something that we can very actively pray for at this time of transition and shift and the Battle of Armageddon. So we can call to Archangel Michael to bring men's souls to judgment. So anyway, onward and upward.
Thank you, Barbara. Now I'm going to call on Marlene to tell us a little bit more about just who Archangel Michael is. So Marlene, if you're there, hit star six.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know, Barb gave us some really good info on Archangel Michael, and I'm just hoping that I don't overlap what she's already said. So Archangel Michael, he is the archangel, the first ray of protection, faith, and the will of God. And he is the prince of the archangels and the defender of the faith and the angel of deliverance. Now, he was the one who actually, I believe he's the one that saved the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. And he was the angel who appeared to Joshua as he was preparing to lead the Israelites in the battle of Jericho. And Archangel Michael is the angel who Jacob wrestled with. So he's a very, very special angel to us, and he offers to give us his momentum of faith, as he says, give me your doubts, give me your questionings, and I will indeed give you my faith. And my faith is a power to transform and direct into the world the great blue lightning love of the infinite Father of all, and that this power and this faith is real. And I know that there's many people who have actually witnessed Archangel Michael protecting them at times of great danger. And if you have an internet, if you Google it, I'm sure you'll come up with some wonderful stories about Archangel Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. That was perfect. Next, I would like Lenore, if you're there. She's going to share a little bit about how Archangel Michael has blessed her life. Lenore, are you there? You have to hit star six. Okay, if we don't have Lenore yet, we'll go ahead. What I'm going to do now is play this heart stream by Archangel Michael. It's quite powerful, and he tells us in there exactly what's going on here and what he's trying to do. And actually, I shouldn't say trying. What he is doing, what he has done, it comes up pretty strongly here. So I think you're going to really enjoy this. Here we go.
In many areas of this globe, and especially within the very minds and hearts and souls of the sons and daughters of God. Why have you given up on your path of light? O ye who have been called to serve the Almighty with all of your beings, why have you extended your life in areas which you know internally will not support your highest mission and that which you were sent to earth to fulfill? I come this day with a reminder for you to be true to who you are as a God being created in the image and likeness of the One. I remind you of your high and holy calling and of the inner spark of your divinity that animates your being, gives you life, and is that essence through which you may access more of that which is real within you and within the All. Therefore, march, O legions of light, this day throughout this sphere, and bring to all who have let go of God that inner recollection of their spiritual integrity, of their light, of their purpose. March, O legions, north, south, east, and west, and spark a new dynamism within the hearts, minds, and souls of thousands, to reach within again and access the way, the truth, and the life as it has been objectified and modeled by the saints and especially Jesus the Christ.
We'll stop for a minute here. Archangel Michael is talking to two groups here, but both are sons and daughters of God. First, he directs his legions into the sons and daughters' minds and hearts who are in the nexus of darkness. Now, secondly, he addresses those sons and daughters, you and me, who came here at this strategic time in Earth's history, knowing and hungering at some level to grow spiritually and to answer God's call to us and to fulfill our reason for being. You have all been drawn to spiritual things. Now, the first group that he's talking about here, the ones that are in the nexus of darkness that can't remember what they came here for, that's the group that's totally forgotten why they're here. But you and I, we know we're here to answer God's calling to help the angels rescue this planet. We tend to get distracted by TV, bad news, family stresses, and the list goes on. On all of the different distractions, even our iPhones and our smartphones and all of the different technological things we have now. And he admonishes us So some people say, well, why can't the angels do it without us? Why can't they rescue this planet without us? Why do we have to, what is it we're supposed to do? Well, God has said that our energy is essential for the angels to draw upon in order to rescue this planet. And secondly, they must be asked. Are you asking the angels daily to rescue this planet? Are you praying with them, singing with them? So how do they get our energy and how do we send it to them? They tell us over and over it is by our prayers, our songs, our fiats, our calls, and our decrees. If you're not singing and praying to God or the angels or with the angels continually, they do not have the steam, the light energy required from us to answer our prayers. So those of us in the heart center are continually urging anyone who will listen to us to join us during our morning broadcast and other times of prayer when we just meet by telephone or online. Even Jesus with the angels says, where two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. If you're not singing and praying with the angels and with others, other people, you're missing out on the spiritual elevation, light, and growth you are meant to have, and that is absolutely essential for our planet to move forward at this time. We are like, and we are, cells in the body of God. And just like the cells of our bodies, they require other cells in order to do their job. So we invite all of you who are listening tonight to join us. And if you have any question about how to do that, please stay after for a few minutes and we will explain. So now we'll go on here.
March, O legions, into the very dens of darkness where evil is spawned and where nihilism has become the reality of those who have scoffed at the Almighty and hid from the face of the Divine One in this and past lifetimes. March, O legions, into the nexus of where war occurs. Through the energy veil that has been accepted as some sort of way out of one's inner turmoil and the gnashing of teeth within the soul that results in that one objectifying evil through deeds of destruction. Burn through, O sacred fire, into these areas now. Legions of the seven archangels and the 12, descend now. In answer to the calls of the righteous into those areas where prayer has manifest and now intercession is born anew in the lives of thousands and millions. O my legions, raise your swords of fire and carve away the darkness throughout the earth this day and impregnate within the soil itself a new era of light, true to the Almighty's vision of this earth. And that which may be realized when many more now bend the knee to the light and offer themselves in service, consecration, and holiness to the One. Ten 10,000 legions of light, gather now in the ancient cities to clear records of war and infamy. And there will be an ongoing battle at inner levels, blessed ones, with the forces of darkness who seek men's souls, who desire to steal away the very light essence of their beings through all manner of distractions and evils that have surfaced in this era. Find them now, O legions, and answer to the calls of the righteous ones. Find them in the name I Am That I Am and the living God, and remove from those who have been chained by these dark and evil ones those encumbrances, and free them to soar and to serve the one light.
At one point, Archangel Michael commands his legions to march into the dens of darkness where people are nihilistic, because of nihilism, evil is born, he says. Nihilism means total rejection of laws, institutions, and religions. A nihilist believes that he can do what he wants. He is usually an atheist. He objectifies evil, and so he is able to look at things as objects, not realizing that everything God has created is alive and responds to the energy of love and light. In the Bible, it says even the rocks, even the stones, cry out to God. Thus, he is able to torture and kill others without a conscience. Whatever he does, it is for his own reward, not for God, not for others. Some people look at animals and nature this way, and so they mistreat them. You've seen and heard of dogs who have kicked, people who have kicked their dogs and cut down and destroyed nature where it shouldn't have been. A nihilist is like a cancer cell in the body of God, whereas you and I are healthy cells in God's body. A new era of light is here, but where or how do we see it? The media is owned by 6 companies now who also control our government. If you read behind the stories, you'll find that out. In the 70s, there were more than 50 various companies that produced our TV and key news media. Not anymore. There is a very insightful book called The Harbinger by Jonathan Cahn that truly explains what has happened to Israel and now to the U.S. of America, and you see it as clear as water, as crystal, if you read his book. He has a book following that that's even more explicit called The Book of Mysteries. And if you'd like to hear these words again, I will be glad to tell you. But if you read Judges 2 and 3, and if you read Isaiah 9 in the Bible, as well as Revelation and Daniel, you could put all the pieces together, especially if you study his 2 books, which I have been using in a book study that I have here in Sulphur Springs. So what is crucial about this time in history is that our planet now has a powerful veil of light that surrounds it like a net that will not let unfriendly energies from other planets enter or leave at the moment. Hercules and other powerful cosmic beings put this cosmic energy veil of protection around us. We have entered into the new age in which light is constantly increasing all around, above, and below us, even as I speak. If you summarize what some of these cosmic beings are saying to us through David Lewis and other intuitives, they say the following: rising vibratory levels of light that also are helping to rid Earth of plagues on humanity are playing havoc with people who live for themselves and don't understand what is transpiring. We are experiencing the evolution of a civilization and transformation of our world. It is both painful and uplifting. To be uplifted, you must meditate, pray, and sing to God continually. To be miserable, just succumb to the lower vibrations around you. We are light bearers, but that doesn't mean we are immune to the stress of adjusting to these successively higher frequencies along Earth's ascension pathway. So join us in songs and prayers to the Lord and thus be free of stress. Do you know what will happen to those people who do not acknowledge God, who continue in nihilism? Angelic forces say that they will not be able to tolerate the light, so they will succumb to things like heart failure, strokes, aneurysms, or perhaps fatal accidents. Maybe they'll be in an area of earthquakes or other situations that are fatal. But heightening vibrations will also provide heartwarming things or aspects, such as miracles will increase almost daily. You will be more enlightened about life in the spirit world, and the certainty of reunions with loved ones and pets in heaven will occur right here on planet Earth. There will be clear communication between souls on Earth and elsewhere in the universe. And they say, you will walk and talk with the masters and the angels while yet alive on Earth. There are numerous happenings that the media does not report that are good and exciting events. The media would just have us be fearful, afraid, upset, and depressed. So you don't get much of this. But you can Google positive news, good news, new inventions, answers to prayers, angelic miracles, such as the numerous policemen going the extra mile to help others. Let me just quote from a young man who did experience this kind of help. Ross was a young black man, and he says the following, I received a call at 3 a.m. saying my sister had been killed. I hitched a ride towards Detroit, and we were speeding when a cop pulled us over. The driver didn't have a license, so he was apprehended. I knew I had to get to my mother. I broke down crying, and the policeman saw the sincerity in my cry. He reached over and began praying for me and my family. He offered to bring me 100 miles further to Detroit because they had to tow the vehicle away. Everybody knows how much I dislike cops, but I am truly grateful for this policeman, and I am now realizing that all cops are not bad. He gave me hope. And true to his word, policeman Mr. Robison drove Ross more than 100 miles to a Detroit coffee shop where he could meet his cousin and go the rest of the way. And then there's the story of Lee Parker, who needed a backpack for a job interview the other day. He was homeless, and he carried his few possessions in a plastic bag. He and a friend came across a new backpack sitting atop a garbage can next to the Elizabeth, New Jersey train station last Sunday night, or whenever Sunday that was. As he walked, he discovered the backpack contained something heavy. He checked it out. It was several pipe bombs. Lee Parker and his friend took the bag to a remote area in case the explosives detonated, and then they went immediately to the police. Since then, they have been hailed as heroes for potentially saving the lives of hundreds. In fact, more than $28,000 was given to them from grateful citizens, and it was used to help the two men, plus help a local organization that helps the homeless. Apartments were found for the men by others who were grateful to them for finding the bombs and putting them in a remote area and saving their city. The NFL plans to honor them at a game, and they have already been given jobs at a local food company. They were also interviewed on TV. Mr. Parker now owns several new backpacks. A poor man who lived in the slums found $1,400 in the trash that he was searching through, trying to find something to eat. This is in one of our big cities here. He had to wait 2 days before he could get enough money and find a payphone to call the owner. The owner of the money got this man a job, and another citizen helped him out financially. And the stories like this online are endless. And the angels tell us that they will increase because people's hearts are softening, those that are, shall I say, softenable. The inventions that are waiting in the sidelines are endless and are going to come forward. Inventions that we've already read about, like transportation without oil fuel, like instant alchemy, such as food and water, like no need for money, because just as on Venus, we will instantly visualize and have what we need for money, because, well, I rather the, what we need, so we won't need money. We will instantly visualize and have what we require. I'm going to read you this one little passage from my book called The Dweller on the Threshold. This young man who was taken by spirit to Venus and met his twin flame there said he was astonished to see, as my twin flame put her hands forward, to see mounting up as fast as evening shadows lengthen, green tendrils and buds unfolding, even as the flowers of Primula spring forth, flowers blossoming, blossomed, seed scarps forming, formed, and the matured fruit hanging in clusters in the radiant flame of that beautiful bush, as high as my head from the ground, where erst they had been but vacant soil. And this girl, who declared herself not even yet a grown woman, exercising such magnetic magic as this, and thinking it was only ordinary. This was an inherent power of the human principle, she said. This is what you will be able to do soon on your planet Earth. Yet the dawn of the glorious new era is at hand, she said, and in its fullness of days, Christ shall come again to it and enter into the hearts of his own, and it shall be the Father that shall enter, and by the Messiah. Be ye then prepared for the coming of the Holy Spirit in this way, for no man knoweth the day nor the hour, but it is coming. I think that's a real exciting little part there. So if we live in fear, we give power to the powers that be, or the powers that were, David calls them now, who are behind the media, our government, and ruthless sources occurring here. We are challenged by the masters and the angels to visualize everything in perfection. In fact, there is a wonderful prayer that we have. It's called CS24. It's called the 12 New Labors of Hercules, and it's a prayer that simply visualizes this planet in perfection. It has 12 visualizations, and if any of you would like me to send it to you, I would be glad to do so. You just have to let me know. My telephone number is on the invitation you received. It's the one that has 885 in it. And also the other telephone number, which is Barbara's, she'll be happy to do that also. We will be glad to send you the, well, there's going to be several things that I'm going to tell you about tonight that you will be very happy to hear about. So now we'll go on.
Oh, Jophiel and Christine, Jemuel and Charity, Gabriel and Hope, Raphael and Mary, Uriel and Aurora, Zadkiel and Amethyst, come forth now and ray forth the light of the seven rays with faith and me into every plane and dimension of being within this earth. Let the new era begin. Let the radiance of the Almighty shine forth here, there, and everywhere into the lives of those who simply must come to terms with who they are and be born anew in spirit this day.
We'll stop for a minute here and talk about these angels. Who knows, if anybody there knows, please just hit star 6 and tell us what archangel is on the blue ray and what day that is. He normally comes forth. Does anybody know? It's the first ray, and it's the ray of, well, I'll let somebody tell me. So just somebody hit star 6 and tell us the archangel of the blue ray that comes forth on Tuesday, or is recognized, I'd say, more on Tuesdays.
Archangel Michael.
El Moria?
The Archangel. Yes, and he does also.
Archangel Michael and Faith.
Yes, Archangel Michael and Faith. And you know what he, what his strong powers are, what he offers us, what he represents?
Well, protection and friendship, I feel like, always.
Mm-hmm.
And light. Oh, my gosh. He's just a wonderful being. He's one of the archangels that I actually connect with, it seems like. That's all I know.
Right. That's, you're very right. He also represents our will, our determination, our faith, and somebody said protection, and
yeah.
He also represents our power. So all those things, when we feel a need of a strong will and a faith, protection or power or light, as you mentioned, yes, those things he has and will abundantly cover us with and invoke and help us with in every step of the way. He often has said, don't just call on me when you're, you know, out there fighting traffic, but call on me all the time, anytime. So you can do that. And he will send forth his legions to help also whenever needed. So now who is on the yellow ray? Does anybody know who represents what archangels represent, Sunday and the yellow ray? Just hit star six.
Archangel Jophiel.
Archangel Jophiel and Christine.
Right. Jophiel and Christine. I heard a couple of you say that. That's excellent. And you know what the yellow ray represents?
Divine wisdom and God illumination.
Yes. Right. And also understanding. And that is the second ray. And that we've experienced mainly on Sunday, although we can call on them for this these gifts at any time. But that's the day that is represented by them. And then we have the third ray, which is the pink ray. And does anybody know who's on the pink ray? There are two wonderful
Chandler
archangels.
Chandler and Charity.
Yes,
oh,
Charity.
Sorry.
Right, and also her twin flame, who is
Chamuel.
Right. Yes, and you know what the pink ray represents?
Love.
Exactly. Love and also compassion and creativity.
Oh.
By the way, a lot of times the angels and masters say that when you say the word light or God's light, you're saying divine love, that love and light are could be used intermittently. They are the same. So we wear, a real good way to learn these things is if you learn that blue is Tuesday, you wear blue on Tuesday. Yellow is on Sunday, you try to find something yellow to wear on Sunday. And pink, you try to wear pink on Monday. Because Monday, a lot of people in the world think of Monday as Blue Monday. Well, that is not what the archangels want us to think. They want us to start the day out in love and compassion. So then we have the fourth ray, which is the white ray. Who knows who the archangels are on that ray and what day that falls on?
Archangel Gabriel and Hope on Friday.
Right. Gabriel and Hope on Friday. You know what white represents?
Purity.
Purity, right.
And hope.
It represents the light of purity, holiness, and the light of the ascension. And then we have the fifth ray. And the color of the fifth ray is green. Who is on the fifth ray? What archangels are on that ray?
Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael.
Right. Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael. And they represent what?
Many things. Healing, abundance,
yeah.
Prosperity, science of being, precipitation.
Mm-hmm. They are known especially for representing wholeness, science, music. But the other two you said are very that I heard are healing and abundance, and those are very much the gifts of Raphael and Mother Mary. And they are twin flames also. And so I always try to wear green on Wednesday in honor of them. And then we have the sixth ray, which is on Thursday, which is today. And guess who the archangels are on Thursday?
Uriel and Aurora.
Yes. Uriel and Aurora. And they represent what?
Peace, service, and ministration.
That's right. Service, administration. And so today I have purple on, and I guess I have a gold ring on, so I've tried to cover both the colors. And then the last day, the seventh ray, is on Saturday. And who is on that ray? What archangels are on that ray? The color is violet.
Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst.
That's right. Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst, and they represent what?
Mercy, forgiveness, transformation, transmutation.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I like to use the word alchemy also. They also represent, and especially Saint Germain with them, soul freedom or freedom. Freedom of mind, freedom of press, and many other things. So those are the archangels and their gifts to us that are so important. And I thought since all of them are mentioned this time by Archangel Michael, we would just review them. So now we'll go ahead.
You have prayed, many of you almost unceasingly, and God hears your prayers. You have petitioned the Almighty and the Great Karmic Board for dispensations of grace, mercy, abundance, and creativity. And this is the answer of the Almighty as I deliver it on their behalf in this hour to the earth. Now as you sing to me and pray with your entire being, we receive your devotion, your understanding, and the grace of God that flows through you as an integrated one into the greater resource of light that we access to perform miracles and divine intercessory magic of light. Throughout this day, blessed ones, call to us, and you will see this magic manifest in multifaceted ways in the lives of many across this earth, and possibly even within your own life. Sing to us throughout this day, within your homes, your vehicles, your gardens, your workplaces, and expect the miraculous manifest. Expect God to answer decisively by the will, wisdom, and love of the Eternal's love for humanity. And keep up your prayers, your devotions, your praise, your thanksgiving of the Almighty, day and night, night and day, for the continuity of your expression of light and love to God is what maintains the harmonic balance of light throughout the earth and quickens and awakens many to the inner joy of self-mastery and to opportunities to rise in light, to know the self, one with God.
If Lenore is there now, Lenore, if you're here, please hit star 6 and share with us how Archangel Michael may have blessed your life.
Yes, Donna, thank you. Right. Well, like someone mentioned already, Archangel Michael is a friend, and Archangel Michael is, like with that person, I feel, is just always with me and has always been with me. Time that there's been several times in my life that have been pretty dramatic that I have felt his intercession. One of them was when I was in my mid-20s and was beset with extreme depression. And that led to then a manic cycle and then deep depression again and then so on and so forth for a year and a half. And it was really critical. I was suicidal and I didn't think that I would ever get through this. And by God's grace, and I affirm, I know it was Archangel Michael who rescued me. I'll, you know, make a long story short, but I did get through it. And I just have an inner sense, an inner knowingness that it was Archangel Michael who was there and who got me through that. And I have been eternally grateful, as you can imagine. And then about 6 years ago or so, my son was in a very serious situation where he was he was in dire straits, also very, very serious. And he got to a place where he was much better and has been continuing to get better and better since that time. And here again, I call out to Archangel Michael. And he is there. He saved him. He was with him. He got him through that. And it's so moving. It's just there. You know, there are other times I could go on. I'll just give you one more example. I have twin grandbabies that were born prematurely. They're 4 years old now, and they were born 2.5 months prematurely and weighed about 2.5 pounds each. And that was a really trying time, and everybody in our movement, I believe, was praying for them. And, you know, who's the first one? Archangel Michael, protect their lives. And it's just an amazing thing to have this kind of a relationship. Not a day goes by that I don't feel close to him, speak to him, pray to him, make calls for anybody and everybody, every situation in the world. I mean, it's just because you feel the immensity of the power of what can be done. So I am happy to give this testimony to Archangel Michael on this Michael Mass Day. I think it's a wonderful thing that we can celebrate Archangel Michael in our universe, in our lives. Okay, thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. And I know, too, that Lenore went through some times. We all went through them with her as we prayed for these two babes, her twin grandchildren, to come forth healthy and strong and all that they came here to be. And we watched it happen, and so we're very grateful for the archangels and Archangel Michael's encouragement. Now, I want to just mention here that we can expect miracles to happen if we keep up our prayers, our devotions, our praise, our thanksgiving to the Almighty day and night, night and day, as he said. Now, how do we do that? There are numerous ways and times we can do that. First of all, I put little quotes of scriptures or quotes from El Moria and from other masters and from the archangels on little address cards size, like your calling cards, and I put them on my mirror and my windows, in my car mirror, different places that I will be looking or glancing at through the day. Whenever I see those, I say thank you to whoever I quoted in that particular card. That's one way. So if you want to read about some miracles and get encouraged to keep doing this, just Google angel stories, and you'll read hundreds of true stories of how angels are helping others. And I'll just mention one story here. I have some friends who some time ago had moved into a new home and were clearing the brush away with a tractor riding lawnmower combination. And the dad was driving it, and his son, who was age 4, was sitting beside him. And suddenly, the dad accidentally hit a tree, and a large branch came down on his head and knocked him out. His son, who was only 4, had the most amazing story as they returned home to the driveway there. And they had tractored away quite a bit of distance because they owned several acres that they were trying to clean up. The mom came out wondering what had happened to them. And the 4-year-old jumped off the tractor and he went looking around the driveway and the garage and the house, and he said, "Where did the big blue man go?" And upon questioning, the son explained, he's only 4, he explained that this very large fellow, who was really tall as the house, with a blue light all over him, had removed the branch from Daddy's head and had turned the tractor around and drove them back to the house because his daddy was asleep all of a sudden. And there are increasing stories of angels rescuing people today, but that story always stood with me because I knew the father, Dan. He said he suddenly came to as they were driving up on the driveway. He had no idea how he got there. But then he found out that it was this big blue man with a blue light all around him that brought him there. And the little boy was so excited and couldn't understand where this big blue man had gone. Well, of course, Dan and Cindy were convinced that this was Archangel Michael because they believed in him and called on him all the time. So he was there ready and waiting to help them. We have an e-book about Archangel Michael that you can get through our store, or it might be even on our website. I'm not sure. But you could call our store number, or we can find out where that is. It's full of miracles by Archangel Michael that different heart friends and friends of ours have all shared. And one last miracle that you should all know before we finish here is that there's a cosmic being from Venus that is called Mighty Victory, and he spoke through David Christopher Lewis recently, and he promised us that if we called on him, that he would see to it that God's choice for president would be put in that office in our country. So we now have a prayer that you could help us with and that I would be glad to send to you if you would join with us in doing it. If you email me or call me as soon as possible, as we've only got a month left. But I want to quote from Mighty Victory on July 27th when he said, "Then I, Mighty Victory, affirm that a dispensation has been granted unto me to enter the scene of this planet through that Tuesday, November 8th, when the votes are cast. And if you do your work with me and the Legions of Victory, then we shall see the end of the Shemitah manifest as God's will fulfilled in this nation in this hour. And the new day dawning shall be truly miraculous and victorious." And in the book called The Masters and Their Retreats, he says, it says, when he first became known to the people of Earth, he was referred to as the Tall Master from Venus. In one of his dictations, the master explained how he came to be known as Victory. He says, "I was given the name of Victory by the ascended masters who have made the ascension from your Earth because all I have ever attempted to do has been victorious." So what do you think of that? Now we know that this is going to be victorious if we give him the time and attention that he requires every day between now and November 8th. So we're going to continue on the last couple of paragraphs of this dictation, and what's going to come up next are blaze forth the light, and I want you to be ready. Make sure you're not that you have clicked out of the six star six, and nobody who was talking still is on star six. So what I want you to do is say, "Blaze forth the light," and it's going to be 7 times that he will say it, and we will say it with him.
Blaze forth the light, blaze forth the light, blaze forth the light, blaze forth the light, Blaze for the light. Blaze for the light. Blaze for the light. Throughout this planetary sphere, and earth, air, fire, water, and ether, let all be cleared of the energy veil this day and rise a notch in awareness to perceive the Almighty within and to bless life by the grace of divine oneness. I am Michael. I serve the one God with my entire being. I am obedient to the dictates of the Lord of the universe. If you would serve that one light and obey with your entire being, I claim you as one of my own and one whom I may count upon to continue the victorious battle betwixt light and darkness that will result in the ultimate destiny of earth in light to be freedom's star.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, beloved Archangel Michael. And now I would like to ask Donna Dregan if you will close and seal our class in prayer. And all of you are invited to stay after with us. Dwayne is going to share some current announcements, and then we will answer, be happy to answer any questions, give you any more information that you would like, and pray for any requests you have together with all who would like to do this. So, Donna, go ahead. Donna, are you there?
I thought I unmuted. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Beloved Archangel Michael, thank you for your love and protection and always being there for us every day on the path of our ascension. And we also want to thank David Lewis for being the messenger for this teaching that we have heard this night. We are so grateful.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Okay, for all of you who would like to stay and pray with us or ask some questions or talk a little bit further, this is a very informal time, and you are all most certainly invited. So, Dwayne, go ahead and share some announcements.
Yes, thank you, Donna. On Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we have a teleclass studying Zero Limits with Sharon Wallace. And if you're interested in that, we can give you the phone number and the code. Every Monday night, we have a book study across the country. It's a teleclass with Donna Dregan, now on Dr. Sakuntala Modi's book, Sakuntala's Modi book. This is Prayer, Healing, and Protection, a Gift from God. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And the replays are also available by phone, where there's a code number for it. And you will need a reference number for the session. An MP3 relay is sent to all who have computers in and out of the United States.
Dwayne,
yes?
We actually are now, just started a couple of weeks ago, Anthony Williams' book on medical medium.
Oh, great. Oh, great. That's good to hear. Okay, so you may have already heard about Anthony Williams' book, The Medical Media, which is probably the biggest breakthrough in learning about our bodies and what really will bring wholeness to them through mostly a live diet, basically. And it's just very promising. He's very gifted, and he has a gift of the Holy Spirit. And so I highly, highly recommend this class, this book. And then on Wednesday night, Sharon Wallace has a healing prayer service, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Every Thursday, Baltimore, Maryland has a decree service with heart friends from other states. And they get together on the phone, and they divide up the prayers between them. And that's between 7:30 p.m. and 9 Eastern Daylight Time. And they stop early on heart share nights so that they can be present for both. Marlene Prescott has a Tuesday night teleclass to study the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And you also might like to check out our website if you do not have a computer, perhaps at your local library for added information. And and our services, like Donna said, are available on the telephone. And if you require a phone number, we'll be happy to give you that. And there are also the Mary University courses online. There are a number of them for actually no charge if you do have a computer. Some of the events that are coming up out of the country mostly, on October 7th through 13th in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Colonia Valdense, Uruguay, a pilgrimage and first international congress, St. Germain comes with great cosmic beings to anchor the light of freedom in South America. October 29th actually is in Livingston, Montana, and with a simulcast to Minneapolis, Minnesota, How to Heal Body, Soul, Heart, and Mind with Hilarion and Our Lady, Ascended Lady Francesca, and they overshine the Twin Cities with healing love. Now, this is on the broadcast and probably via the, I'm not sure if it's via the phone as well, and they're requesting $33 or $10 minimum for this event. And then on November 13th and 20th in Livingston, Sunday services with St. Germain will be answering new darshan questions from disciples on advanced alchemy. That's always very exciting. And then December 18th through 20th in Puerto Penasco, Mexico, winter solstice prayer vigil, the Virgin of Guadalupe calls you to her Immaculate Heart, a sacred immersion in Mother Mary's loving presence. And this is December 21st through 22nd at for our youth retreat. And I'll just mention again that David, you may have heard, is still having his soul-raising sessions as he has received this gift of the Holy Spirit with Holy Spirit soul readings and aura cleansing and wave blessings via the phone, which has become a wonderful blessing to many. So I think that is our most current events. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne. That's great. And I'll just mention the soul-raising sessions, if they're not clear to you as to what they are, because it was a little unclear to me, even though everybody was explaining, when you make an appointment through our store or our help desk, you can even call them to find out the number at the store by clicking on Connect on the top of the computer, if you have a computer, or I'll just give you that help desk number because I have that handy here. It's 630-894-4410. And if you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, you can always call that number. But anyhow, they will tell you a little bit more about the soul-raising sessions, and you make an appointment with whomever they tell you. I'm not sure how that works right off the top of my head. But you make an appointment. David calls you at that time, and you simply listen to what the Holy Spirit has to tell you as you are an individual of the Almighty God, and what you are here for, and what you are should be doing, what your reason for being is, kind of. It's very different and unique for each person. Each person gets a different message from the Holy Spirit. And they are remarkable. They're always good. They're always encouraging and always uplifting and always very personal to you. So that is what the best I can explain a soul-raising session. And they last about 20 minutes. So think about that because it would be very good for everybody, I think, to have one. And now, does anybody have any questions about tonight's class? If you think of any questions or anything further you would like to know, feel free to ask. And otherwise, we will go into our prayer requests. I'll start taking prayer requests, and the other team members will help me in praying for these things, and you can pray with us. So any prayer requests? You just hit star 6 and start talking.
Donna, this is Vicki.
And hi, Vicki.
I need prayer for my husband, Jack. He had an accident on his big bicycle, and he dislocated a rib, and he's in a lot of pain.
Oh, boy. Those dislocated ribs can be very painful.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm putting that down right now. Jack dislocated his rib. Which side is it? Do you know?
It's on his right side.
Right side. Okay. We will pray for him tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki. Okay, anybody else?
Donna, this is Barbara.
Huh?
Did Charlene Otterman call you?
No.
Okay, she called me yesterday afternoon. She said she was going to try and call you. She's just recently been diagnosed with cancerous tumors, and she's feeling very frightened and just unsettled, and she's living with friends. She doesn't have a stable address right now, and she just is in a state of flux.
Anxiety,
there you go. And I told her to call you, that you had many good suggestions of things that she could do that would help her and benefit her health. But I guess she didn't have the opportunity to call you. I gave her your number. But
Do you have her phone number? If you have her phone number, just send it to me, and I will call her.
Yeah, I'll look it up. It's on my cell phone.
Okay.
So I'll send you the number that she called from, okay?
Great. Okay, good. We will put her down and pray for her tonight.
Okay.
Okay, other prayer requests?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
How you doing?
Good.
First off, of course, I want to encourage everyone to join with Mighty Victory and pray for this election, because there has been a great deal of news about all the issues that the Clintons have been engaged in. So I think that this is one that people need to be very aware of and truly investigate and pray and seek within their heart what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think this is very critical also for America and so many of the things that we hold dear as our values and that our founding fathers had brought for us. And then the other thing, I would like prayers for Ted, because his legs hurt him, and we're not sure what it is, but sometimes when he's walking from like the top of his legs down, they hurt, and he went to an acupuncturist today, and we take many herbs and everything. Then also, if you would continue prayers for my Terry that had the, the hip replacement surgery, their insurance has changed, so she's no longer getting the therapies, but her gait is still not as smooth as it should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's your daughter.
Uh-huh. And she's in Tucson.
And she's in Tucson, okay.
And thank you, each and every one. You're very appreciated, and I love you.
Oh, thank you. We love you, too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any more prayer requests tonight?
I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's one of our people who is from Nigeria. He came this past January, and he's with our group. His name is John Sunday, and his wife, his name, N-E-N-E, Nina, Nini, John, and she's in back home in Nigeria. He needs a job. He thought he had one, but they're telling him that he's got to be there for training 3 weeks without pay, so he can't do that one. So he's waiting for his papers, but he needs a job, and Nini has been spiritually attacked, and she's been in bed for 3 months.
Oh, dear. Okay. That's 3 months, all right. A spiritual attack. Okay. And they're from Nigeria.
Yes, and she's still there, and he's here trying to get established and then wants to bring them over.
Oh, I'm so glad he knows you. That's great. Okay, good. Thanks, Donna. That's John Sunday and his wife, Nini or Nina John, in Nigeria, who's been in bed for 3 months due to spiritual attacks, and John, who needs a job. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a request tonight? Well, I have one. The young man who is my property manager, I've told you a little bit about him in the past. He is under what they call remote neural monitoring, which is a computerized satellite that sits over the top of him and runs his life, or tries to run his life. He's a very devout Christian, and the only way he's been able to not go crazy with all this is by playing his Bible 24/7 on a CD. And it also has had powerful effect on his handler and anybody else who happens to be where the handler is from time to time, who can hear this Bible being played all the time. They have, for the most part, they do not hurt him as much anymore because they are so conscious struck by this, by hearing the Bible. So, but we have been in touch with the authorities, and I won't go into all of this. You know, for the most part, if you walked into an office and you said, well, there's these voices in my head, and they come from this satellite above, they would think you were nuts. So you can't do that. But we finally, through different methods, have been in touch with authorities who are taking this case and are finding out and tracing it back to Hillary Clinton and the powers that be. And I'm not that I want to tell you how to vote, because I won't do that, but I will tell you this. She's very aware of this case, and they were using it as an experiment. They're excited because Ron, my property manager, has been under this control for almost 50 years. It's the longest case they've had without the person going crazy or killing themselves. So it's quite an evolved thing, and it's been very stressful sometimes to me, knowing what he's going through and knowing that at times when I'm with him, they can see me through him, through his eyes. Now, this will not make sense to you, but you can actually see what's going on all around a person who has this computerized satellite over them with a laser-like beam going into their skull. You can even look up remote neural monitoring, Google it, or look up mind control, and you can read all about it. If you want to know more and you don't want to bother with doing that, let me know, and I'll be glad to give you more information. So, they come into my house in that sense, and they look at me and see what I am doing and see my home through Ron's eyes. So Ron, for a long time, was very hesitant about coming in, and he would be very wary of me having to be exposed in any way to these men in other words, just the right to privacy. And so I would really appreciate prayer for victory for Ron in getting through with this particular time. The authorities say that it will be done by right after the election, that he will be pulled out from under it. But they're trying to do it before the election because they're trying to actually, and now I'm really telling you a lot more than I intended to, but the authorities are trying to end Hillary's run for president by saying that she's disqualified. So that's all going to come out in the wash here pretty soon. So I would just like your prayers for all of it, for it to come out and to be exposed, for the truth to be exposed and the lies to be exposed, just as our master K-17 works towards and promises to do for us as we pray to him. So, and that's his prayers are written in and printed in our song and prayer book in case you'd like to read some of those that are very powerful. So just pray for Ron Watson to be freed from mind control and pray for all other people under mind control to be freed from it, because the authorities are saying that Hillary and certain other powers that be can put this right over the brains of whoever they want to. It's 300,000 feet up in the air, and you can't see it. If you go out at night, it looks like so many stars up there, and so you really can't tell the difference unless you're an astronomer. But the effects of this satellite overhead are also like Wi-Fi in your house in a certain sense. So it's a little bit rough. And it concerns me a lot because I have to be under this a lot of the time. So pray for him and all the people who are under this, and pray for the people who have been killed by it. You can cause heart attacks. You can cause deaths of different sorts, aneurysms, brain tumors, all kinds of ailments with this. If you want to, you just turn the dial to a certain speed or a certain location, and it can do all kinds of damage. Fortunately, Ron has, I feel, been highly protected by Almighty God. He's got a unique testimony, and I think that that's the reason why. So just pray for him and others who are under his situation. There have been government officials who have been mysteriously, suddenly killed this way, and I think it has to do with the powers that be. So that's all I'll say there. And now let's see. Let's divide these prayers up. Any of you that are here listening with us, if you would like to pray with us, let me know, and I'll give you one of them to pray for.
Or, Donna.
Yes, great. Donna, let me give you Vicki.
Okay.
Or you can pray for her husband, Jack, his rib on his right side. It's dislocated. And Dwayne, are you there?
I am.
Would you take Barbara's request for Shirley Otterman, who's just been diagnosed with tumorous cancers in her body? And
yeah.
She's limited.
Charlene Otterman.
Oh, Charlene. Yeah, Charlene Otterman. Okay. And Barbara, would you take Lee's request for Ted's leg?
Okay.
We don't know what that is. I'm thinking maybe he needs some magnesium because some people have a lot of their legs need.
I'm giving him a lot of magnesium, and I'm also giving him those liquid minerals that you told me about. And so I do have those.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you pray for me?
You know, another really good thing
yes.
for painful, for pains and muscle stuff in the legs, anywhere on the body actually, is that liquid magnesium. There's one called Ease, E-A-S-E, that I've actually been using, and
I
really helps.
Uh-huh. Huh? I have them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Oh, good.
The only other thing I've found to help with that is exercise.
Well, that's something that we have a little challenge with getting accomplished.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
Okay.
You get a massage.
Lenore's here.
Okay. Good, Lenore. Let me give you radio on. Can you... Uh, that here. Or click on star 6. And Lenore, if you would take Donna's request on Sunday and his wife, Nina John, who's in Nigeria.
Okay.
He's here, but she's there.
He's there in Nigeria.
No, he's here, but she's there.
Donna's
him in Nigeria.
And Nina is in Nigeria. And John needs a job, and Nina needs help for this spiritual attack. She's through. He just, if we would pray for her. Who was that?
Oh, Lenore.
Oh, was that you, Lenore?
Yes.
Pray for you.
Oh, no, I was saying that I was going to pray for John Sunday. I'm sorry.
All right. I heard a voice come on saying, would you pray for me? I thought.
Yes, that's me.
Hey, okay. Who are we talking to?
I like to have prayer for my finances.
For your finance. What is your name?
Marcia.
Can you spell that for me?
M-A-R-C-I-A.
Marcia. Oh, Marcia, yes. We'll pray for your finances. We definitely will.
Okay.
Okay, good. Now, anybody who's not praying out loud, please hit star 6 so that we don't hear any background sound. And the rest of us will pray out loud for these things. I will, let's see. I need somebody to take Ron Watson. Barbara, since you know Ron, could you also take Ron Watson?
Sure.
Okay. And I'll take Marcia. And I think we're covered. So we start, it goes Vicki, Vicki's request for Jack, Shirlene Otterman, it comes next, and then Lee's request for Ted's leg and her daughter Terry's hip replacement, and Donna's request for John Sunday and his wife Nina, and Ron Watson, and then Marcia's finances that I'll take, and I'll also pray for the election. Okay.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, we call to Master Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus, Magda, and all the legions of healing angels, please overshine Jack Kidd, who has a dislocated right rib. Let him heal quickly and give him no pain. Thank you.
In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ for the South, I call it you, beloved seven archangels and your beloved archei to enfold
Shirlene Otterman.
And we call for the angels of peace, especially to encircle her and give her the peace within her solar plexus and in her heart, in her mind, in her soul, that she may have the openness to receive all the healing angels. We call you, beloved Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, beloved Hilarion and Ascended Lady Francesca, Jesus and Magda. We call for your emerald ray to penetrate her body, mind, soul, and spirit and bring healing grace. We call for the beloved Archangel Michael to enter her body temple and to go wherever the pain, wherever the tumors are, and to just bring forth your light into these tumors, and along with beloved Archangel Zachiel and Holy Amethyst, bring your violet flame into these cancerous tumors. And we call for the clearing of the way, for the perfect environment, for her to have the peace and the love and the feelings of security around her, that all anxiety will simply melt. We see her in peace, and we see her receiving all that she requires from her friends and in that stable environment with all the support that she requires. And we are so grateful, O beloved heavenly beings, for being with this blessed soul. Clear the way for divine peace to manifest. Amen.
Marcia, if you're there, if you could hit star 6, I think that that's your television. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Don't want to hear any television or sound in the background. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Archangel Raphael, Mother Mary, beloved Lady Master Maita and all of the healing angels, beloved Hilarion, Lady Francesca, and to beloved Cyclopea and Virginia for accurate diagnosis for Lee Lippert's husband, Ted, the cause and core of the pain in his legs. Help them find the perfect treatments and nutrients that will alleviate this problem and give him strength and courage and cheerfulness of spirit to gracefully weather this challenge. We call to beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, to transmute the cause and core of these problems and to give him freedom according to God's will, wisdom, and love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, beloved Archangel Michael, whom we prayed to this night, whose day we celebrate this day, we call to you and your mighty legions to lock your cosmic circle and sort of blue flame into and around Ron Watson and all souls who are under remote neural monitoring. And we pray most earnestly for their protection, for their courage, for their long-suffering, and for their deliverance from this mind control, from this insidious, mechanistic approach to life. And we call to beloved Rayolite to dissolve all fear and to dissolve all fear in their handlers and the people behind this nefarious technology, because only fear makes people do horrible things like this. We pray for their comfort and guidance, for their enlightenment. Beloved Hilarion and Apollo and Lumina, overshine these people and open their hearts and minds to you and to your divine light. And we pray for Ron's comfort, for his sustenance on the inner and the outer, and for the blessing of each and every soul who's had to suffer this torment. And we call most earnestly to bring it to an end now. In the name I am that I am, amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call to the mighty I Am Presence, the Holy Christ Buddha Self, the Twin Flame and the Sponsoring Master of John Sunday, to take command of his entire situation, the situation with his requiring a job and all that can be done to clear the way for him to be in the right place at the right time, to hear, to get that lead, to for the angels of coordination to help him to find what it is that would be the best situation for him, that his life here in America will be blessed and that this will come about expediently now and obviously also according to God's will and timetable. And I call to beloved Archangel Michael for the protection and cutting free of his beloved wife, Nina, from the spiritual attack that she has been under for these 3 months. Beloved Archangel Michael, go forth now with your sword of blue flame into Nigeria. Be with Nina. Take command of this entire situation. Cut around her, clear around her. Cut her free from all entities and all that is upon her, that she may be completely released from this now, according to God's will. O mighty I Am Presence, O beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self of Nina, take command of this entire situation and work with Archangel Michael and see and accept this deliverance now. And I call to beloved Archangel Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst to come forth and to send oceans and oceans of violet flame to transmute the cause and core of this situation, that it may be completely resolved and that she may be freed. Thank you, God. Amen.
Beloved Mother Mary and Mothers of Heaven, we call to you and we call to the higher selves, the oversoul of Marcia, and we pray that the finances that she requires for her living situation and for whatever it is that you would have her to do will be provided for her abundantly above and beyond what she's even expecting. We pray that she will have insight and wisdom and contacts and an understanding that is required for whatever her part needs to be in this financial trial that she is experiencing at the moment. And we call tonight also for victory in the elections. We call to you, beloved, mighty victory, thanking you that you are even going ahead right now and that your legions are working overtime to work to free men's minds from propaganda and from wrong judgment, negative conclusions about people, but to see through the fronts that are put out there and to see the truth regarding what it is they must do when November 8th comes. We do pray for the right congressmen, the right people in every government across this nation and across the planet where there are ever elections. We pray for honesty, truthfulness, and for no mischievousness or interruptions in what God would have happen. We pray for the exposures of the truth and the exposures of a lie that need to be exposed at this time before the election occurs. We thank you that you are in control of this planet. And we do also pray for those authorities, those federal marshals, those U.S. federal marshals and lawgivers and people who do want the truth on our planet to band together and have a successful time in putting an end to what is really going on behind the scenes with those powers that were. We pray that whatever needs to be exposed will come out quickly and be resolved. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
And we will now say goodbye, unless anyone has any questions or anything you would like to ask or contribute or...
What is the date of the next class? Is that October 27th?
It's the last, yes.
Yeah.
It's October 27th.
Okay.
Right. That's the last Thursday of October, and at least it's 4 days before Halloween or 3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's helpful.
That's not going to be infringed upon by Minneapolis situation, is it? What's the date of that?
That's on the 29th. That's
okay.
On Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, theirs is the 29th. So that shouldn't. Any other prayer requests or thoughts or observations?
Just make the call to Mighty Victory every day as much as you can, fiats.
That's right. And anybody who would like a copy of our prayer for Mighty Victory or a copy of the visualizations from Mighty Hercules,
mm-hmm.
Please feel free to ask us. We're here to provide.
Yeah, pray for the unbiased and moderators in these in the public debates. The next one is October 9th.
Oh, yes.
The presidential. Pray for fair-minded and honorable and honest moderators.
That's right. We definitely need to pray for honest and fair-minded moderators. I happened to see a picture of the back of Hillary when she came out to do the debate. She was bending a little bit, and that made it stand out. But you could see a wire going down her back with a square about the size of a small cell phone at the bottom between her hips. You could see she had a little thing in her ear. And also today I saw an email that showed her hugging a man who took some papers and put them on the podium for her, and immediately when the debate was over, he came and got the papers. And nobody noticed him. He just did it in the background. He was a white-haired man that nobody knows who he is, at least not today that I saw. So there's strange...
Don't they check these things to make sure they don't have something in the air that people can answer the question for them? Is there any... I don't understand why they're not double-checking all this stuff.
I don't either. I don't understand it.
It's so because of who owns the media.
Oh, I know. It's sewn up. I know it's sewn up. But
yeah.
Another thing is that wonderful video that Barbara, you had mentioned, I don't know whether Donna was involved in it or not, and I was trying to sign up, and I did sign up at another something else, but that the right questions get to the next, person who's going to be the moderator. How can we tell Trump's group of that particular video that
email him as to whether he sees our emails? I don't know, but at least his team should see them.
Do they? I pray, and that's another thing we can pray that his people
yeah.
get to
pray
see
for
that
his
one
people that they
bill.
Are wise
yeah.
and aware and are listening to all the feedback. But in spite of his stumbles and fumbles, all the internet polls show that he was way ahead after the debate.
I know.
Which is real interesting. Even though the TV polls, they gave Hillary the edge.
Well, of course they did, because they owned the station.
They own the stations, right. But she was obviously rehearsed.
It's mm-hmm. so
there's even some question that she received the questions in advance.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I would not be surprised.
So,
God's
yeah.
will be done.
No wonder she was so smug and so smooth is because, number one, she had a wire on her.
Mm-hmm.
So she was being told.
It's just
and,
really.
Yeah.
Oh.
And people just need to wake up, and we need to just keep praying for people to wake up. But a lot of people are wise to all this BS.
They're getting wiser and wiser, and I think there's a light.
Wiser and wiser all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. So
and also Julian Assange from WikiLeaks has promised more stuff here in October, and even Edward Snowden has said that he's going to reveal more stuff in October. And, you know, it ain't over yet. So, I mean, there's going to be even more stuff coming out. So
we just
that's
have
right.
to remember to do those fiats that Mighty Victory
yeah.
asked for.
Every,
as much as you can.
Yeah, as often
short
as
fiat.
Possible. Right.
Mm-hmm. And CS18 is so good. That
yes.
one I
yes.
try to do every day.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay,
I did
everybody.
That twice today. Thank you.
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward. Success. God's will be done.
Thank you, everyone. And we'll
thank you.
We'll be
okay.
waiting to talk to you again, and we'll all be praying together. So I
yes,
love you all.
Yes, it'll
okay.
be down to the crunch time next class.
God bless.
We
God
ought
bless.
To all be foaming at the mouth by then.
We will win.
You bet.
God bless.
Well, as it says in the great hymn, you know, from the beginning the fight we were winning, thou God wast on our side, all glory be thine. So
that's right. That's right. For
never
sure.
forget that. Never
visualize
forget that.
Success. Okay.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Night, everybody.
Good night.